Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Terrific Tuesday, October 25th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. If you're listening live right now, you're automatically in the chat room, but you're in there as a guest. Click on the Register Now button. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion and hobby of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. Today's early bird secret password is shh, don't tell anybody, turnip. Today's early bird secret password is turnip. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle.
Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HoppyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HoppyHillFarm.com. That's HoppyHillFarm.com.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size flock and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And it is Terrific Tuesday, since my co-host Pat Foreman's going to be up at the Crossroads Poultry Show in Indianapolis Friday. She's decided that she's going to interview a few folks up there and talk and bring on some the who's who in poultry this Friday. So we decided today to have a Terrific Tuesday and give some prizes away as well through chicken trivia, chicken riddles, chicken jokes, and just some other you know, just nonsense information you might or might not want to know. But either way, hopefully you can win some great prizes today. It is now time, speaking of co-host, it is now time to bring on my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author of several great titles, workshop speaker extraordinaire, and don't forget, European poster girl for the chicken calendar, Pat Foreman.
No, no poster girl here. I'm a little past that age, I think.
I don't know. I saw some of them from that UK calendar, and, you know, I don't know.
Did you order it?
No. UK just from the ones that we saw online.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I'm a little thinner than that. That's true.
Oh, me.
That has definite potential. I'm sure it'd be an instant hit here in the U.S.
It could be. It could be. Go down the chat room. Let's see what chicken calendar models we're going to have. Let's see. Yeah. Alice Patrick could be January. Let's see. Who else we got? I'm rolling down here. Jesse could be February. Pamela in there could be March. Poet's wife could be April. Tally could be May. Pat, you could be June, and
how about Jen?
Okay, look, Pat, we are, I'm not sure where you're at in your house, but we actually...
Oh, I'm right by let me get away from the computer. I'm having the phone company come today.
Oh, good.
And maybe it'll take care of this, because there is something weird going on with my phone and computer. Okay. This ought to be getting dramatically better. How's that?
I think it sounds better. I get the feedback basically when I'm talking, not when you're talking. So it's kind of weird. But, yep, that is I still hear a little bit of it, but it is better than it used to be. So, but they were picking it up out there in radio link as well, not just on my end. And so,
yeah, there's a little stutter. Let me just call back in.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Alrighty, so as stated, today is a terrific Tuesday, and we'll have some prizes to give away in lieu of Friday, where Pat will be up at Crossroads, and she'll be hopefully interviewing some of the who's who and some of the breeders up there, some of the show coordinators and people with the ABA and the APA and everybody else. So should be a really good show, and I'll be holding the fort down here. And let's see who all, lots of folks in the chat room, maybe y'all can, I was a firefighter as well, Bob, back, that wasn't my primary, I was primary EMT paramedic, but I did a little bit of firefighting, and you'll see where this is going here in a minute. I never remember fighting any fires where cinder blocks would explode, but when I was doing research yesterday regarding this fire pit that I want to build, not to be a daily use, but maybe two or three times a year for community barbecues, somebody told me that if a fire pit, you know, if the cinder blocks are outside, I was going to do, you know, mortar and cinder block, make a big long rectangle, maybe 4 feet by 10 feet, 5 feet by 10 feet, you know, where I could reach the middle without getting scalded, and have a big fire pit. I was going to get some grates and have them welded to these long iron bars, and so I could, you know, move the grates if need be to add more wood or to stoke the fire below, which I would be, you know, probably using wood. And somebody mentioned that cinder blocks can explode when presented with high heat. And, you know, I can't imagine how high a grill or an open pit barbecue would produce. But I guess if it gets rained on and then all of a sudden a couple of days later you go and fix a fire, if that's the case, if it gets so hot the cinder blocks could explode, then that got me thinking. But I've had different comments out there from different people when I posted it on Facebook. We've used one of those for years, never had a problem. And then some others say, yeah, they will explode. I've seen it happen. So it's a catch-22 there, I guess. So I'm going to maybe this weekend head over to Lowe's and see what kind of fire bricks or fire stone or fire whatever they've got that's fireproof. And and see what they have that I can make kind of a big fire pit with. I say fire pit, you know, like I said, y'all have seen them at parks and whatnot. It's just basically a cinder block square or rectangle, however big you want. We would do mortar, do it the right way, and mortar those together. I know we'd have to use, I think, a fire mortar, a fireproof mortar, like you would in a fireplace. And let's see. okay, so we're getting some fire bricks. If they're expensive, then we may not be building one as big as we would expect. So, it's funny, USMC vet. But so just wanted to see if anybody out there had any kind of experience with that. We'd like to build a fire pit that's about, again, 4x10, 4x8, 5x8, where we could cook a lot of meat in a regular amount of time. And I'm just not sure the most cost-effective way to actually do that, since, of course, Jen and I aren't independently wealthy. So we'll just have to see how that pans out, and I'll do a little bit more research on it when I head over to Lowe's and hit some websites about building those, the ifs, ands, and buts. So we'll just have to see how that pans out. So let me think. The other thing. Let me see if Pat's back on here. Pat, did you bring yourself back live? Nope, I will. There you go. Hey, Pat.
I'm away from the computer.
gotcha. Very good. All right. Well, welcome back. And so that's one thing that we've got lingering kind of in the back of my mind. And we're hoping to have a big community barbecue here, because we've got 100 baby chicks donated from Stromberg Poultry Supply. I believe they're out in Iowa. And so they're sending me 100 broiler chicks, some Cornish cross. And so we've got those that we're going to prepare. Like I said, me and Jen probably put about 10 or 15 in the freezer, and then we want to have a big barbecue for our community. So that's just started getting the wheels rolling. So that's kind of the idea there. Maybe about 75 after we may lose a few through the whole process of raising them over the 6-7 week period, and then take about 85 of those, and 75 at least, 75, 80, and prepare them and have just a kind of community barbecue here, on the property. So got that. And of course, yes, lots of feed. There will be lots of feed, and the feed is, of course, donated by our sponsor, our big major sponsor and partner, ManaPro. So I'll be heading up to Atlanta the first weekend in November and picking up hopefully a good bit of feed.
and for them, 6 weeks, and getting them fed and plump and juicy. So got that going on. The other thing is, many of you know that I was out a couple of, I don't know, I guess last week, spreading out a little bit of, and again, it was just a little bit, ammonium nitrate 3400 out in the garden. And I knew in the back of my head, because I did major in horticulture back a long time ago, when I went to a little two-year college. I took every course offered there regarding horticulture. As I was trying to obtain my associate's degree in horticulture. So I knew and I expected a few plants might burn with using that, just like maybe with chicken poop. And so I went out yesterday morning, and I was a little disappointed on the amount that got burned, especially in the turnips. The other row crop wasn't too bad. There was a few here, a few there that had burned spots on the leaves. But I had several patches, I guess, where I may have thrown and hit a couple of times when I was throwing out the fertilizer and the turnip. So very disappointed. I knew if we could get some water on them very quickly and a large amount of water that we could flush that out of them. And so we did that last night for about 2.5 hours. We hit outside, and the irrigation system, by the way, we have an underground irrigation system we put in, and we're waiting to get that hooked up. In fact, the city came by today and said they're going to start that tomorrow. And yeah, we initially had the 10-10-10, Ralph, and when we were initially preparing the soil for our garden. So, but with our leafy greens, we knew that the 3400 would actually really give them a kick. So about 2.5 hours last night, we hand-watered our garden, hand-watered it primarily, the big field of turnips we got, and it is just one big field of solid turnips. People drive by going, oh, my goodness, and we've already got orders coming in. But so we watered the heck out of it, and I walked out there this morning, walked through the garden a couple of times, and was very pleased with the results. That just about all of it actually has come back. I was getting a little worried, and actually I was more disappointed than anything. So trying to get that done. So I knew using that hot ammonium nitrates, that's probably I would have a few, but we'll actually have to. You just have to put a very minimum amount. So my neighbor's watering his garden out there. Getting a little echo again, poet's wife says. So I appreciate
from me?
That. let me go ahead and well, hang on. One way to find out here, Pat, hang on just a second, is if I put you on mute and then I keep talking for a little minute, we'll see if it happens again. So I'll just continue talking for a couple of minutes, and if it doesn't work, then we'll know, because Pat, you're on mute. So we've got that going on here at the old homestead, and we're looking for a good deal on some fruit trees, because we definitely want to start our orchard. And we're trying to find some on clearance or on sale or giveaway or whatever the case may be. Always trying to save a penny here and there. I know, Pat, it's my voice that poet's wife says it's not from Pat, it's a man's voice. However, when I mute her, you won't hear it anymore. It's my voice that actually gets distorted. But when I put Pat on mute and her line is on mute and disabled, you actually don't hear it anymore. So that's just the that's kind of how that works. So it doesn't mean just because I'm talking and I'm the one that's getting distorted doesn't mean it's not from her line, because she's on mute and I still haven't heard it since I put her on mute. So, and maybe you haven't either. So you can let me know if it's gone away now or if you're still getting some feedback, because I don't hear it any longer. So looking up for our little orchard, and we want to do, of course, pears, apples, peaches, and plums. And so we're looking for some of those, because now is the time to plant fall. And so we're trying to get that. Oh, Big Lots has – there's not a Big Lots near us, but when we head up to Atlanta, there's Big Lots. I never knew Big Lots actually had trees. I have to check that out or give them a call, because I haven't seen any type of thing like that at Big Lots. So very good. USMC vet in the chat room said, CW talking doesn't have anything to do with your distortion. That's a good one. Good joke. So, got that going on. It says, poet's wife says it's better, and I figure it was. So let's go ahead and do another test. I'm going to go ahead and bring Pat back on, and we'll go ahead and see if the distortion will continue or if it's gotten a little bit better. So we just went for about a minute and a half with Pat on mute, and we didn't have anything.
Okay.
So we'll try it again.
muted now. I changed the locations totally, Whispers. So let's see if I'm upstairs and over to the east. So let's see if this doesn't help. Is that doing anything?
We'll try it. We'll see. Normally it's coming when I'm talking and I have you on, so we'll just have to we'll see. We'll definitely see her over the next few minutes. So that's pretty much what's going on here at the homestead. Maybe we'll be able to find some fence posts and get those in the ground with our post hole digger. But that's kind of what we're doing here. Got a great week for everybody here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Today is, of course, Terrific Tuesday. We're going to be giving some prizes away from our sponsors. Tomorrow, very proud, tomorrow we're going to have the folks back on. We had them on last year about this time. We're going to have the creators, the inventors, and yep, I'm still getting feedback now. And the I'm getting it bad. Hang on just a second. Hang on a minute, Pat. There we go. And put you back on mute for a second. We're going to welcome the good folks at Sweeter Heater. Yesterday, I posted that article, as we always do in the fall and winter months, about chicken coops being burned to the ground because people feel like they have to put heaters in their coops, which in most all cases you do not. And so we always post, being we're not an advocate of putting heaters in the coops, we always post those articles throughout the country when a chicken coop burned to the ground, killed all their chickens, and in one case burned the house down because the chicken coop was so close to the house because they thought their chickens needed some heat. So they're going to come on tomorrow, the good folks at Sweeter Heater, sweeterheater.com, tell us about their self-contained heating infrared heaters, which all heat sources, I guess, can be a fire hazard because you got to plug them into something, or they have a flame or whatever the case may be. But this one is a self-contained, what we feel is maybe one of the safest that you can actually purchase for your coops if you choose to heat your coops. Now, again, I have nothing against you. You don't lose cool points in my book if you choose to heat your coop. We're just not advocates of that. And so it's one of those things that we've been advocating really against for years. Not saying you don't have to look out for frostbitten combs or maybe some frostbitten feet on occasion, but they don't need the heat in most all cases, anywhere in the United States, in most all cases, to survive and live happy lives. Now, we cannot and will not argue with people who have the thought that when they tell us, but Chicken Whisperer, I'll sleep better at night knowing my chickens are toasty and warm. You know, you can't argue with that philosophy. So knock yourself out. But when your coop burns to the ground and you lose all your chickens and maybe your house too, don't come a-crying. And then my second issue there is that the heat in the summer months is far more detrimental to your chickens than the cold in the winter months ever will be, ever, ever. But I never have people towards the summer coming to me saying, I put an air conditioner in my coop. It's a great little windy unit, and I put it in my coop so my chickens stay cool. Not once have I had that. But every winter, I have tons of people, oh, it's going to get down to 34, 35 degrees. I better go put a heater in my coop. I get that all the time, but I never in the summertime hear, I'm going to put an air conditioner in my coop. And I'm going to bring Pat back on. Oh, Pat may be calling back in, or she's trying to call through Skype or something. So I never hear that. So when people say, oh, I'll feel so much better knowing my chickens are comfortable with a heater there, but when I ask them, oh, so you have an air conditioner in your coop too during the summertime, they look at me really funny like I'm weird. Well, don't you care about your chickens in the summertime too if you want them to be comfortable in the summer when actually the heat is more detrimental to your chickens than the winter and the cold ever will be? So it's just turned around a little bit. Plus you want to get them acclimated to the outside temperature. Being warm inside, walking outside, and when it's 15 degrees is not good for them, that temperature change. So last but not least, the good old quote that I make over several years. Chickens have been around for about 8,000 years, and we've only had electricity for about 125 years, and the chickens seem to have done just fine before the last 125 years where we've had electricity to actually heat the coops. You got to think that matter, and then when it is 14 degrees, and you're in your kitchen preparing breakfast and maybe your morning coffee or tea, and you look outside, what do you see? You see tiny little birds flying around looking for food. Okay, well, those little birds don't have heaters in their nests up in the tree, and they seem to be flying around just fine. So the deal there is that they're doing fine. Chickens produce a lot of body heat. They have feathers, and think about down that you have in your in the warmest jackets that you have and whatnot. So, and they cuddle together on the roost, and so it's funny comments in the chat room. So they do produce a lot of body heat. But tomorrow we will have the folks from Sweeter Heater here to tell us about their products. Again, their products are more expensive than your typical little brooder lamp that you're going to get at the Walmart or the hardware store, but safer. What do you pay for safety with other things around your house? So that's the key there. So no, we are not, we haven't been advocates of Pat, you're back on live now, by the way. We're not big advocates of having heat lamps in your coops. But again, we're not going to argue with somebody who has the thought process of, but I'll sleep better at night knowing my chickens are warm and toasty. Fine, knock yourself out. Not going to hold that against you. So I'm just saying it's not, in most all cases, needed or required for the bird's well-being or survival. So that's our 2 cents worth, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But again, frostbitten combs, maybe some frostbitten feet. But again, you don't want to, at the same token, wrap your coop in saran wrap and think, okay, I'm going to make this airtight. It's going to be warm. I'm going to keep all the air out. No. Wrong theory. You want, this is a fine line here, and Dr. McRae has been on the radio show several times talking about it, and we talked about it where you want good ventilation. Good ventilation, but no drafts. So if you can arrange where you have the ventilation where it's maybe not, when you do have ventilation, it's across diagonal from the coop. It's not blowing right down the roost where they're sleeping. So good ventilation. Also, if you reduce the moisture, sometimes it's bad and worse for frostbite if you have maybe some type of heat source, because that can build up moisture in the coop. And the moisture settles on the comb, and that's what actually causes the frostbite, is the moisture. So good ventilation in your winter coop is good, just no cold drafts. So so there you go. Very good, Tally. That's a good one regarding the plastic. That's a good one in the chat room. If you missed the chat room, folks, I apologize, but it's a hoot. You need to try to come and join us whenever you can. But I know many of you who work during the day, your workplace has banned you from getting into the chat room, and I apologize for that. So so that's our or at least my stake on the winter heaters in the coops. In most all cases, it is not required. So Pat, I've been talking for a little while, and oh well, now you went back on mute again. Hang on. There you go. Test. Pat, you're back on. Pat Foreman. We'll see if Pat maybe can, I'm not sure if she's going to try to call in via Skype or call in cell phone, call in landline. I'm not really sure, but I've got you back on live, Pat, whenever you want to join us. And we'll see if you have any chickens in the news, if you have. If you haven't joined us over on Facebook, just join us at facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. We do try to post a lot of chickens in the news articles there, and scrolling down here, and I have updated my news alerts, and so I haven't received any. I guess it needs to update. I switched it from one email to another email, and so far they haven't started flying in yet, so I may have to go and revamp that. So Pat, are you with us? Pat Foreman. She went from gurgly to absolutely disappeared. Pat Foreman, let me get back over here to the, there we go. Pat, are you there? Pat Foreman. There she is, I think.
That's
I her. Hear. Hey, there you are.
Yeah, here I am, and you can probably still hear a buzz in the line. I can hear it from here.
Yep, we hear it.
I don't know about feedback, but the phone company just pulled up.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible, isn't it?
No, we're doing just fine. No
okay.
problem.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to hang up and then call back in as soon as he gets finished troubleshooting.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. I'll be looking for you on the switchboard. That won't be a problem.
Oh, okay. And, of course, yeah, thank you. So I don't know how long it'll take, but I'll be back as soon as I can, and hopefully with a clear, unbuzzy, unfeedback line.
That sounds like a plan. I appreciate it, Pat. There's always technical issues here or there, and you know that we've had our share in the past, especially when we're on the road and on the CW tour. Speaking of the CW tour, you might want to go if you live within the when you live in the within driving distance on I believe it's the 14th and 15th of April. This coming up, man, it'll be here before you know it. It's almost November, let me tell you. This coming up in April, the 14th and 15th, I'll be at the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival. The Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival, and you can research that on Google. You'll find it. 15 bands. 15 bands are going to be there. It is a huge, 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 huge event. FFA, 4-H, bands, crafts, dealers, vendors, food, you name it. It's going to be there. And I'll be doing 30-minute workshops throughout the day. I think I'll be doing about 4 30-minute workshops for that Saturday and that Sunday, actually. So it's going to be a fun time there at the Alabama Chicken and Egg Festival. That's coming up April 2012. We have booked that. Also, on November the 1st, if you are on Twitter, I want to let you know on November, I believe it's November 1st. Let me go over and check this because this will be interesting to you, I believe. I just want to clarify my dates here. Give me just a second. Make sure I give you the right date. Twitter chat. Yes, it's going to be Tuesday, November the 1st. Tuesday, November the 1st from 11 a.m. Let's see if that's Eastern. I think it's from 11 to 12 a.m., and I'll get you some more information on it. But on Twitter, there's going to be a Twitter chat with the USDA APHIS program for an hour, and it's going to be – let me see if I've got any more information here I can give you. Tuesday, November 1st, there'll be a USDA veterinarian that'll be there answering your Twitter chat questions. And let's see what we got. 10 o'clock. Let me see if that's Eastern. This says 10 to 11, and I'm guessing it's going to be Eastern time, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on November 1st. I'll keep you updated, and I'll post links both on Facebook and our Twitter, so you can it's going to be kind of like the webinar we did last year, but it's going to be all on the Twitter as a Twitter chat. So I'll keep you posted on that. That's coming up as well. So today is Terrific Tuesday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We do have some great prizes to give away. The chat room is slowly but surely filling up. So we're going to go to commercial break, and we come back, and we'll have some chicken trivia. We may just even take some just plain old callers, maybe some chicken riddles and chicken jokes from Pat. But we'll have some prizes to give away in lieu of this fun Friday when Pat's going to be at Crossroads covering the Crossroads Poultry Show, the ABA-APA national event. So that'll be fun on a Friday. So, and tomorrow we got the folks from Sweeter Heater coming on, talking about heating our coop safely for the winter if you choose to do that. So stay with us, folks. You're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer on Blog Talk Radio. We'll return after this short break.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermex.com. BerMxUSA.com. BerMxUSA.com to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. BerMx, natural control of intestinal parasites.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
This looks like a job for Super Chicken. You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It's kind of a laid-back day. This week we've had some special guests, our regular guests, that are either on the road, they're traveling, they couldn't call in today, what have you. And so we've got just kind of a lazy day today, just talking. We've talked about heating our coops and other things, educational, but we're going to have some fun and give away some prizes here in just a moment. But a little bit slower pace than normal when we have our guest on. It looks like we have several new listeners, both in the chat room and listening live today, and lots of guests in the chat room as well that may not listen on a regular basis. So I'll just very, very quickly go down kind of our schedule so you can make notes and make sure to tune in on a regular basis, just to give you kind of our calendar of events and our schedule of our special guests. Every single Monday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we welcome Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. He is the owner and founder of First State Vet Supply, and he has a wealth of information regarding chicken health, and so he is here every single Monday. So you can mark that on your calendars, the Chicken Doctor, every Monday. Then we have an array of different people on Tuesdays. The first Tuesday of the month, we have a heritage chef. In fact, the heritage chef, Steve Pope, who shares us all different types of good home, organic, all-natural recipes for chickens if you happen to produce them for meat. Or if you don't and you eat chicken, then he is a great resource. So the first Tuesday of the month, the heritage chef, Steve Pope. The second Tuesday of the month, we welcome the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. And they're on the second Tuesday of every month. And they are a great wealth of information, too, about specific breeds, heritage breeds, the history of the breeds. Absolutely great information. The third Tuesday of the month, a little twist, we welcome Andrew Odom. He is the founder of Tiny Revolution, tinyrevolution.us. And him and his wife and his new baby, Tilly, they are embarked on a journey to live a minimalist lifestyle, and they're building a small little home that's literally about 12 by 30, and living a minimalist lifestyle with as little as possible to live debt-free and live off the land. Great, great resource there. It really makes you think about your lifestyle and what you can and can't do without regarding living a good, comfortable life. The fourth Tuesday of the month is the Society of Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities, Christine Heinrich, author. She comes on and also talks about different breeds as well and different topics and books that are out regarding poultry. She is an author as well. Wednesdays on the first and third Wednesday of every month, we have Garden Wise Living with Arlena. We talk all about gardening, spring gardening, fall gardening, year-round gardening, flower gardening, vegetable gardening, planting, fertilizers, soils, tilling, the whole nine yards. So, and she has her own television show, by the way, so we are very honored to have her join us the first and third Wednesdays. Second and fourth Wednesdays right now are open. Thursdays are also equally as awesome. The first and third Thursday of every month, poultry scientist, professor, author, Dr. Bridget McCrae comes on and joins us. And she has an array of different topics. So the first and third Thursday, poultry scientist, Dr. Bridget McCrae. The second and fourth Thursdays, one of my favorite shows, Richard Frudenberger, the publisher of Back Home Magazine, is here. The second and fourth Thursday. And we're talking about solar power, wind power, firewood storage, cast iron pot care, different predators, geothermal heating, anything and everything about back home living. It's absolutely fabulous. That's on the second and fourth Thursday. And then normally every single Friday we have Fun Friday where we give away prizes from our wonderful sponsors. That is every single Friday. But again, since this Friday is the Crossroads Poultry Show, the big ABA-APA National, Pat's going to be there covering it, so we're going to have her run some interviews on Friday right from the Crossroads. Then we're going to do some prize giveaway today. But first, since it is a little bit laid back, and wow, I just looked at the calendar, and let me tell you, it's already, man, in 5-6 days, it's going to be November. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? So I just wanted everybody to know that just in case you were worried or wait to the last minute, you don't have long. There's only 60 days, 12 hours, and 21 minutes till Christmas. Yep, you heard that right. 60 days, 12 hours, and 21 minutes until, yep, you guessed it, Christmas.
Ma
Alrighty, how about that? Only here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer on this slow, slow day. But we're going to give away some prizes. Let me get back over here. Pat is not back yet, so it is all on me, which is fine. We're approaching our third year of broadcasting coming up the first weekend in February. It'll be 3 years broadcasting live. We have given away more chicken coops on this radio show than anybody on the planet. We've given away more chicken prizes than anybody on the planet, and we are going to continue that today. Alrighty, just to, if you're new, this is kind of explains it works. Sometimes we have chicken trivia questions. Sometimes we have poultry jokes, poultry riddles. Sometimes we have sustainability questions and everything else. So, and then sometimes we just take particular callers. And if you happen to be the right caller, you win the prize that we're talking about. Also, if you have won that particular prize from that particular company in the last 30 days, you're not eligible for that prize. So, for example, if you won some Happy Hen treats last week, then you are not eligible to win any of them for the next 30 days. But if you have not won anything from, say, critter-cages.com in the last 30 days, you're eligible to win and play for that prize. So how cool is that? Tater, you missed it. He was asking how the fall garden is going. It is going fabulous. It's trial and error. Live and learn, but it's absolutely wonderful, absolutely wonderful. We appreciate that, and so perfect. The first thing we are going to do, since we did this, is every now and then we'll have an early bird secret password. See who actually gets here and starts listening to the show on time when we first start up. So we have an early bird secret password. So what we're going to do is we're going to give away our first prize today, which will be some Happy Hen treats. Happy Hen treats from our good friends over at RandallBurkey.com. RandallBurkey.com. And also, by the way, if you're at RandallBurkey.com, if you're getting something from there, maybe a heated waterer, you get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. Like, hey, whisper to me. So not whisperer, but we wanted to make it simple across the board for our sponsors. So if you use the coupon code WHISPER at RandallBurkey.com, you'll get 10% off your entire order. But right now, we'll take caller number four. Caller number four. If you know what today's early bird secret password is, give us a call, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. If you know what today's early bird secret password is, you want some Happy Hen treats, the mealworm frenzy is what we're giving away. The mealworm frenzy. Let me tell you, chickens absolutely go crazy over those. Mealworm frenzy. Happy Hen treats from Randall Burkey at RandallBurkey.com. If you know what today's early bird secret password is and have not won anything from Randall Burkey in the last 30 days, if you have not won anything from Randall Burkey, you're eligible for this contest. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Caller number four, and you'll win some Happy Hen treats if you know what today's early bird secret password is. So how cool is that? All right, as we wait and give just a couple of seconds for the phone. Now, if, let me explain this too, if you're new. When I go to say area code, blah, 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 and that's not your area code, don't hang up yet. Because when I bring that person live, if they don't know the answer, then I go to the next caller. So you might be next in line. You might be, say, caller number five, and caller number four didn't get the answer, then we're coming to you. So don't hang up until they give the right answer. Then, of course, you can hang up because we'll have our winner. So just a little tidbit of information there. So if you haven't won anything from Randall Burkey in the last 30 days, you're eligible. 347-637-3237. What is today's early bird secret password? And gotta love it. Okay, we're going to the phone lines right now. Caller calling in from area code 770770. You're on the air with normally Andy and Pat, but Pat's getting her phone line fixed. So tell us your name and what I know you're calling from Georgia. What part of Georgia are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alpharetta. John Creek. This is USMC Vet. Well, down here in the South, we're a little bit slower. We go a little more like dot, dot, dash.
This is I know the voice. This is my buddy USMC Vet in the chat room, folks. And we were just talking about Morse code a little bit earlier in the chat room, if you missed it. Now, he's not a winner yet, so don't hang up, folks. What is today's early bird secret password?
Well, I happen to know what it is because I just fell off the truck. It's turnip.
It is turnip. It is turnip, USMC Vet. And so, yet, I love that saying. He must have just fell off the turnip truck. Or the other one is... I didn't just fall off the turnip truck, mind you. I know about that. Or the other one that I really like, and that is, I may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. Don't try to pull that with me. Very, very, very good. So you've won some mealworms. Also, well, I can't give that away. But if you happen to see a video about the Chicken Underground, which happens to have gotten almost 50,000 views nationwide about the Chicken Underground, then I'm sure you would enjoy that video about people keeping chickens under the radar. And so very, very, very cool video if you can find that on YouTube. So very cool. Well, USMC Vet, we appreciate you being a longtime listener, and congratulations. You knew today's early bird secret password, and you've got some happy hen treats, some mealworm frenzy coming your way. Oh,
great. I appreciate it, Andy. Keep up the good work, buddy. You do
a
great show.
Thanks. Send me an email, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, name, address, and shipping address, that is, and phone number. And we'll get that over to peach@randallburkey.com and get that out to you as soon as possible. All righty. Congratulations. So, Critter Lover says, I was when I announced the word, the secret password this morning, I went shh, as in be quiet, don't tell anybody, hush hush. So she thought the secret password was shh and not turnip. Oh my goodness gracious, so how cool is that? Congratulations, USMC Vet. And alrighty, let's get back over here. And we have some more, actually. We have some more happy hen treats. That is the mealworm frenzy from our good friends over at randallburkey.com, randallburkey.com. And so what we're going to do is let's just – I want to get some – maybe if Pat can call back in some funny jokes and riddles. But let me think. I think we may have done this on Facebook, but I don't think we had it here on the radio show. But we've been talking about it, but we haven't given the location. This Friday, Pat is going to be broadcasting live from the Crossroads Poultry Show, which is an ABA-APA national. This Friday, that's where Pat's going to be, and we'll be broadcasting live from there. She'll be our chicken correspondent on the ground. And what city and state is that located? What city and state is that located? We'll take caller number 6. Caller number 6, 347-637-3237. If you know what city and state that Crossroads Poultry Show, it's the ABA-APA national event, what city and state is that show located? And that is this weekend. In fact, yesterday we were talking to Peter Brown, the chicken doctor. He's going to be there as well, and he's going to be there. And so if you know, 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. Remember when you call in, for you newbies, remember when you call in if you want to participate in the contest to press 1. Press 1 when you call in. And so a little triangle pops up by your name, knowing that you want to participate in this actual contest. So, again, if you have not won any Happy Hen Treats in the last 30 days, then you are eligible to win this contest. What city and state is the Crossroads Poultry Show, which is going to be this coming weekend? Pat will be there, and we'll be broadcasting live from there this Friday. So get over here to the chat room. Oh, my goodness, it's filling up. It's filling up good. We've got Allison. We've got B.A. And then we've got Bard Rock. Bard Rock's wife is joining us again today. Good to see you. Big Kenny. Chesapeake born. We've got Chuck Hansen's in there. Cream City Chicks is joining us today. Critter Lover. Many, many guests today. Guests, we would love for you to take a moment because you're listening live, but you're automatically in the chat room as a guest. Scroll down on your computer screen a little bit, and you'll see the chat room has opened up just below. And if you click right below the chat room, it says register. Just takes a minute. Register, and you can get your own creative screen name like the rest of us in there. And then you can actually participate in the chat. We've got Jesse Phelps. We've got Midnight. We've got Moto Clown. We've got Miss Rita. We've got MT Kathy. Hey, haven't seen you in there in a little while. Pamela Duffy. She's a new listener, and she's new in the chat room. So I want to say a big welcome and shout out to Pamela for joining us today. Poet's Wife, we got Ralph, we've got Sweet Potato, we've got Tally, Tater Farm, USMC Vet, and Vanessa. And I think I've seen Vanessa in here before, but if not, thank you very much for joining us today. And of course, Walter. Says, Andy, I have not hit one. If my number pops up, I'm convinced it's a conspiracy. So, yeah, every now and then we have issues with the press one, so we'll just have to see. So, all righty, we're going to go to the phone lines here. This is for some Happy Hen Treats. If you know what city and state Crossroads Poultry Show is going to be at this weekend, let me get over here to the phone lines. Caller calling in from area code 989. 989, you're on the air with Andy. State your name and what state you're calling from, please.
My name is Dwayne from Michigan.
Hey, Dwayne from Michigan. Hey, what are the temperatures up there this around this time? We're going to probably hit about 74 here today and sunny, and it's getting a little cool at night. I think we're hitting about 45 or 46 at night. But what's the temperatures up there in Michigan right now?
Your nights are probably what it is during the day right now. It's pretty chilly.
Y'all are hitting highs in the mid-40s, so y'all have definitely hit fall weather already. We had a little cold snap. We were hitting down about 39 at night, but still today, beautiful day down here in the south. I was telling somebody the other day on Facebook that we hope to have a garden about 10 months out of the year, and they were like, stop rubbing it in. Stop rubbing it in. I'm jealous. So, alrighty. Thanks for listening up in Michigan. We got a lot of listeners in Michigan, by the way. And do you get any? Are you anywhere near the Great Lakes? Do you get what we see here on the weather? We always see it on the weather down here in the south. The lake effect snow. Are you anywhere near the Big Lakes?
Yeah. I mean, we get it. It kind of divides the state a little bit. More on the west side is, you know, they get a lot more snow than we get over here. We're more, I guess, to the east, you know, central east. So there's a line that kind of cuts right through there, and they really get dumped on the west. But not so
gotcha.
Bad here.
The lake effect snow that we hear so often. Alrighty, what city and state is the big poultry show this weekend?
I believe it's Indianapolis, isn't it? Indiana?
That is. Yes, exactly. Indianapolis, Indiana, that's where it's going to be. And I think the last one was about 6 years ago, the big Crossroads Poultry Show. But this is the big ABA, APA National. And what the rumor, well, it's not a rumor, it's a fact. Not only is this going to be this biggest poultry show apparently in the country this year with over 10,000 birds, but there's also the largest rabbit show in the country is there on the same grounds at the same weekend with like, 50,000 rabbits or something. It's going to be crazy. So if you didn't book your room a year ago, then you may have a hard time if you're planning on going and staying, finding a room at least halfway close by. So yes, that is correct. Congratulations. Stay with us for just a second. You need to send us an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And in the title or the subject line of the email, our longtime listeners know this, just put Happy Hen Treats. Happy Hen Treats. And then within the email, we'll need your shipping address or your name, shipping address, telephone number, and email address in there. So we can just copy and paste all of that and send it right over to peach@randallburkey.com. So Happy Hen Treats in the subject line, name, shipping address, phone number, and email within the email. And I can copy and paste and get that over to Peach in an email. And they're really good about getting that out to you very, very quickly over there at Randall Burkey. So we appreciate you listening and stay in tune. So very, very cool. Yeah, I just wanted to see what was going on up there in the great state of Michigan. So because I know it's a lot of speaking of putting heaters in the coops, one thing that people do also do. In fact, we don't, now that we moved south here and even south of Atlanta, 3 hours, I don't anticipate needing any heated waterers. But there were a few times over the past few years, even in Atlanta, that I really would have liked to have some heated waterers instead of having to heat up water and take it out there, or maybe even swapping out. If you have enough waterers to keep one inside, and when you wake up in the morning, take the one that's stalled outside, set it down, and then get the frozen one and bring it back inside, you can do that if you have enough waterers to do so. But a lot of people who live in the cold areas, they just go with either a heated waterer, where the actual waterer itself is heated, you plug it in, or they go with a heated waterer base. They have waterers that they already like, whether it's the galvanized metal waterers, or the plastic waterers, or a homemade waterer, whatever you have, and they will have a heated waterer base that they just set it on, and that keeps the water thawed for your chickens, because you don't want to have them get dehydrated even during the winter. They need to have that water source. So that's something to think about, especially if you live in a cold area where you get routinely cold temperatures under 32, where the waterers are going to freeze. It may be a very good purchase for either a heated waterer, or if you already have your waterers, a heated waterer base. Now, there are plans out there where you can make your own. You can make your own. I don't know if y'all are familiar with kind of I believe they're like Danish cookie tins, you know, the kind of the shortbread Danish cookies. And they come in those big cookie tins. A lot of times people will make their own. They will actually, of course, take the top off, eat all the cookies, and then they'll have this big deep tin, and they'll make a hole in the side, drill a hole out in the side, enough for say a light bulb fixture type connection to go into, and they'll mount that there, so the light bulb, the 75 watt light bulb, 60 watt light bulb, whatever you choose to use that's safe, they screw that in, so the light bulb is actually in the cookie tin. Okay, and then the wire comes out the side. Then you can put the lid back on it, and then plug it in. You know, if you're good with electricity and handy like that, then you can make your own heated waterer base, if you will, by doing just that: cookie tin, light bulb, lid back on, turn it over, wires coming out the side, plug it in. That light bulb produces the heat that heats the cookie tin that the water sits on, and then there you go. You've got a homemade heated waterer. So how cool is that? So a Critter Lover says 40 watts should be enough to keep the water from freezing, but not enough to heat it to make something catch fire. So she uses a 40-watt bulb in her cookie tin if she uses that. But there, you can find some plans online about how to make a homemade heated chicken waterer base. So how cool is that? So let's see. Andy, even safer, you can wire heat tape on the outside of the tin. So you can put, you can do that. So Jesse puts that in the chat room regarding making it actually safe. But yeah, you can get plans about that online as well. So Pat is still out of the loop. So we're going to go over here. Let's see. It's about 1 o'clock. We normally take a hard break right at one. So we'll take one more break. And then we come back. We're going to give away a Hen Saver Hen Apron from our good friends at Crazy K Farm. Hen Saver Hen Apron. You can visit them online at hensaver.com. Hen Saver Hen Apron. We're going to give one of those away to a lucky listener when we return right after this short break from our sponsors. Stay tuned, folks. It's Terrific Tuesday.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
And actually, listening to that commercial there from eggcartons.com, you've got just, I think, six more days to make your order with eggcartons.com to get free shipping. Free shipping. They normally have free shipping on their egg cartons and egg crates all the time. But right now, for the month of October until Halloween, I think through Monday, the 31st, you get free shipping on everything you order from eggcartons.com. That commercial reminded me. Wanted to share that with you.
First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
And one more to wrap it up.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Our next prize up is brought to you by Crazy K Farm. Crazy K Farm, they're out in Texas, and local business and woman-owned business, very successful, and they've sold well over 10,000 hen aprons, hen saver hen aprons, hen saddles, depending on where you're from and what you want to call them, well over 10,000. Of those products have been shipped out, and very, very good product, and a lot of time and research went into these to make sure they would last a long time through the weather, through wear, that they breathe appropriately for the bird, keep them healthy. But a hen saver hen apron is our next prize. So if you have not won, if you have not won anything from Crazy K Farm hen saver hen apron, you are eligible to win this prize and this participate in this contest. Once I give you the question, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237. Alrighty. Now the next question is pretty unique. I think we may have asked this a long time ago, but we haven't had it recently. Haven't had it recently, so you're eligible, and you can probably Google this and find out. But I want you to name four of my co-host Pat Forman. Name four of her book titles. Four of Pat Forman's book titles will get you this Hen Saver Hen Apron. 347-637-3237. We'll take caller number 9. Caller number 9, 347-637-3237. If you can name four of my co-host, Pat Forman, four of her book titles. We'll get you a Hen Saver Hen Apron to try out. And if I'm sure you'll be ordering more once you try it out. From hensaver.com. 347-637-3237. Hen Saver, Hen Apron. If you can name four of Pat Forman's book titles. Now, again, that's probably something you can Google real quick and get the answer. Caller number 9, 347-637-3237. And when you call in, if you want to participate in the contest, remember to press 1. You'll hear a young lady say, press 1 to speak with the host. Press 1 to speak with the host. You'll press 1, and then you'll hear her say, you are now in the host queue. You are now in the host queue. So name four of Pat Forman's books. We want to hear the title. And I can name four right now in my brain, so I know there's four. I think there's maybe 5 or 6 that she's got. And 347-637-3237. If you're just tuning in, this is Terrific Tuesday in lieu of Fun Friday. This Friday, Pat will be broadcasting live from Crossroads Poultry Show in Indianapolis, Indiana. And so she'll be doing all kinds of interviews this Friday. So we decided to take it upon ourselves to have a Terrific Tuesday. Tomorrow is Hump Day Wednesday. And we're going to welcome the founders of Sweeter Heater, sweeterheater.com. If you choose to heat your coops during the winter, you want to do it safe and effective. And that's the way you can do it with one of their heaters. So they'll be here telling us all about their product. That'll be tomorrow here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Also, while we're waiting for the phone lines to light up, let me tell you about the coop contest. You heard me say we've given away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet. We mean that. That's factual information. Right now, we're having an October chicken coop contest. In fact, we're going to be giving it away this coming Monday, Halloween, October 31st, during the radio show. You do not have to be listening live to win because we will call you. If you're the big winner, we'll call you live on the air to see if we can get you. So this is how you enter. We are giving away a beautiful chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com. Beautiful chicken coop. The four square from MyPetChicken.com. And it's got a retail value of $400. Right now it's on sale for $300. But it has a retail value of $400 plus shipping to your location anywhere in the lower 48, which can run up to about $250. So potentially where you live, this could be a $650 value. Beautiful chicken coop. If you think, oh, I've got too many chickens for that smaller coop, or that just won't fit here, or I already have a coop, or whatever, let me tell you, there are a lot of uses for this really nice coop, the four square. If you need a smaller coop to put some of your bantams in, maybe some of your ceramas, maybe you need a good grow-out coop for once they're out of the brooder, and you need to put them in and keep them separated. Maybe you need a special coop to keep, if you show a lot, and you show a few birds, and you want to come back and keep them separate. Use biosecurity. Keep them separate from your existing flock. Maybe you have occasionally a sick chicken. You need to separate from the rest of the flock. Here's a great coop. You can keep them separated from the rest of your flock. So just because you think, oh, that only holds about four chickens and I have 12, I don't need that. You can never have too many chicken coops because there's always reasons for as soon as they come out of the brooder, for illness, for separation, for biosecurity, to keep your smaller breeds in, whatever the case may be. And this is how you're going to enter. All you have to do to enter is send me an email. How simple is that? It's a different email address now for the contest, contest@chickenwhisperer.net. contest@chickenwhisperer.net. One more time for you live listeners who are writing this down. contest@chickenwhisperer.net. This is what you need to do. In the subject line of the email, you'll put chicken coop contest. Subject line, chicken coop contest. In the email itself, name, shipping address, where you want your coop sent if you happen to win. Name, shipping address, your phone number, so they can get in contact with you from My Pet Chicken. We don't keep this information. It'll be deleted, I promise you. You have my word. And so they can contact you for shipping information or any kind of critical information at My Pet Chicken. And then we need your email address. Yeah, I know you're sending me an email, but just for simplicity reasons, underneath your phone number, type out your email. So, again, we'll have it right there in the email. One entry per person. Here's the catch. Only two entries per household. So, you and your wife can enter, but you cannot enter your 19 children. So one entry per person, two entries per household. So you and your wife could enter, you and your daughter could enter, you and your son could enter, but you couldn't enter you and your son and your other 19 kids. So that's kind of the rules. If you enter more than once, you will be disqualified. Your email will be deleted. If your email is not complete with your name, shipping address, phone number, and email, it will be deleted, and you will be disqualified, or you won't get your name in the bucket. I've got a big red bucket, and as we're getting these in, we're writing the name down and the phone number. We're putting it in the bucket, and then live on Halloween, this coming Monday the 31st, I'll have live video. You'll be able to see me reach into the bucket. You'll see me pull out the winner, and then we'll call them live on the radio show. So that's the way it's going to work. So let's get back over here and see if we can find, and good luck to that, regarding a chicken coop. And then we'll give a chicken coop away in December, and we'll give a chicken coop away in February. February, we'll be celebrating our third year of broadcasting. So should be a fun month. All righty, 347-637-3237. Going to the caller right now. If you can tell us four of Pat Forman's book titles, if you have not won a Hen Saver Hen Apron or anything from Crazy K Farm in the last 30 days. Here we go. Caller calling in from area code. She's real fine. My 409. Area code 409. You're on the air with Andy, the Chicken Whisperer. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hey, this is Tally in Texas.
Tally in Texas. Has it cooled off out there in Texas any?
No, it's 85 out there right now.
Oh, my word. Oh, goodness. And still
cold front's coming.
Oh, cold front. Good. So you get
cold
down to about 79.
70.
Exactly. Got to love it. But y'all still struggling with the drought?
Oh, yes. No relief in sight. They're saying through January at least.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I hate that for you. I know that a lot of farmers in Georgia, though we've had some drought here, are shipping a lot of hay out there to you guys and trying to help out. So I've seen that in the news. Yep, absolutely. All righty. Well, let's see if you can be a big winner today. If you can tell us four titles, Pat Forman's books.
Well, she wrote City Chicks. She wrote City Tractor. She wrote Day Range Poultry and Backyard Market Gardening, among others.
Okay, what was the second one again?
The Chicken Tractor.
Okay, there you go. I thought you said city tractor for a minute.
Yeah.
But of course, my
you can have a tractor in the city.
Exactly. Before we moved down to the homestead, I had got a tractor. Y'all know, many listeners, and I would drive that sucker through the neighborhood. We had a hayride for Halloween. I think it was last year, and had a good old time. People were like, what? They would have to do double takes. What is that, a tractor?
We had tractors after the hurricane pushing debris around.
Oh yeah, yep, absolutely. Coming in handy. I'll drive my tractor up to Publix, park it in a spot, go in and get a few bags of groceries, and then head on back home in the old tractor. Gotta love it. Well, Tally, thank you very much for tuning in. Again, email, subject line, you can put in Hen Saver or Hen Saver Hen Apron or just Hen Apron, and then name, shipping address, phone number, and your email address. So there we go. We got that prize given away. Congratulations, Tally. Good job. And very cool. Let me see if Pat's back on. If not, we may just go ahead and I don't see her back on. So they must have they're still troubleshooting. And knowing some of the sound issues we've had, I'm interested to find out tomorrow what exactly the problem was. And most importantly, they got it fixed correctly so we can get Pat back on and have clear reception. So what we're going to do is we're probably just going to wrap it up here. We've given away some prizes on this on Terrific Tuesday, because we've got to give some prizes away tomorrow too. Tomorrow, when we welcome Sweeter Heater, we'll be giving away a nesting box from Ware Manufacturing. That'll be tomorrow's prize. This Thursday, great prize, a brooder kit valued at $50 from critter-cages.com. And then Friday, we may have a couple of prizes to give away on Friday, too, from Hobby Hill Farm and from McMurray Hatchery and from My Pet Chicken. Give away some prizes, even though Pat will be broadcasting live from Crossroads. So that's kind of the key there. So, again, I want to say a truly, truly, deeply thank you for tuning in today, especially our first-time listeners, as well as our guests that are listening in today. I want to say thank you very much to Pamela for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Again, a little bit different format today because we normally have normally today would have been the Society of Preservation Poultry Antiquities with Christine Heinrich, but she is on the road, actually. Tomorrow will be a great show, more the norm, hopefully Thursday as well and Friday, but we have the experts in their field join us just about every day here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperers. So, yep, you can win some more prizes tomorrow and on Thursday and on Friday. Again, keeping the tradition of giving away more chicken coops and chicken prizes than anybody on the planet, thanks to our beautiful and wonderful sponsors. So thank you very much for tuning in today. We'll see you right here on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on behalf of Pat Foreman, I can't sign off without saying this in her honor, may the flock be with you always and forever. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Thanks for tuning in.